Hi, it's Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with Entar Real Estate and Financial Technologies. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about this topic. How to spot, how to identify a scammer using ChatGPT. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We'll gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or private preview is available upon request. If you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. Thanks for joining me as we are once again walking the dog, Zizix, the puppy weppy. And we're talking about how to identify a scammer and how I identified a scammer just last night using ChatGPT. We're going to let you know what happened with that. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. I think I already said that, huh? So yeah, what happened was, you know, recently the real estate market has crashed much worse than what anybody is letting on. I talk to people every day, 7 days a week, pretty much, about much of that is about their finances. I mean, people contact me. I do a tremendous amount of marketing, so I have people contacting me every day asking me for real estate information. And then I, some of them I call back. If I think I could help them with their particular situation, I call them or email, text, and ask them what they're doing, you know, what if they're planning on making a move, and find out if I can send them properties that match their criteria from all the real estate companies. They can get it in their email daily from all the real estate companies, get all the properties that match what they like, what they're looking for. I take down their criteria, I find out in some cases what is their financial situation, you know, if they're thinking about buying a place. And so I've talked to people about their finances. I learn about their finances every day. So I have a handle on what's really happening. Just like I had a handle on how many people were actually living and dying with COVID. And I knew that it was actually very few people who were dying of COVID. And the 1 million to 2 million numbers that they use were mostly people who were dying of old age for the most part. So that's because I talk to people every day. I got a database of 25,000 people in it, and I can see that they're all still alive. There's no mass die-off. There's not even any partial mass die-off. There's a slightly elevated number, the same type of elevated number that you would see in a bad flu season. So there's so many numbers and so many figures and so many doctors and scientists who have used the proper term, which is bad flu season. And of course, that's why they keep changing their terminology. The bad guys who want the censorship and the propaganda and the tyranny so they can make more money and or more political power. But I get the real word. I talk to people every day, large numbers of people daily, and I know that the economic chaos, the economic disaster that they caused from the lockdown. I mean, I also know economics, so I already knew, without even having to talk to people, I already knew that you can't just shut down the economy and then turn it back on like a light switch, like many people sorry, I have leaves blowing in my mouth, the tiny leaves from this sort of fern tree. What do you call a tree that has fern leaves. Are those willows? So I'm telling these people I know what's going on, what's not going on, because I know economics, a lot more economics classes than sleepy Joe Biden has taken. Trump, by the way, has taken as many or more economics classes than I have, in case you're wondering. That's why the deep state hates him so much. He's one of the few presidents that's not, he's an economist and businessman and not an attorney, not a lawyer. So he's not a deep state politico. That's why the deep state hates him so much. He's not one of them. And the radical left, who used to, you know, support the middle class and people who were working hard to make it to the middle class, and they no longer support that so much. So because the economy is so bad, I have started, and I spend so much time with my dog, the better I get to know men, the more I like my dog. And so I put an ad in for dog sitters. And my first customer is someone who sounds sketchy. And then he gets even more sketchy when he says that he does not want to pay by credit card or cash or anything like that. He insists that he has one way he wants to pay. That's by emailing me a check. Well, if you can email someone a check, you could use a credit card. He says it's quicker and easier, which obviously emailing me a check is not quick or easy. And I happen to be familiar with scams, so I already knew right from there that also when he starts off saying how kind and fun-loving he is, that sounds scammy right there. So his whole conversation sounded scammy to me. And it just got scammier when he says that he needs to pay me with this ridiculous, fishy method of sending me a check. So I've already, if you listened to me a few years ago, four or five years ago, you know I already got scammed by a scammer who wanted to give me money in a sketchy way. So I already learned very well what goes on with payments. If somebody wants to be overly generous, someone who you hardly know or don't know at all, they want to give you money or pay your bills or give you, you know, maybe more money than you expected, and you're going to deposit that, and then you need to remember that that payment's going to bounce probably like 10 days later. You're not going to find out, you're not going to get a notification for like 3 days to probably closer to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks later. You might not even see it for a month later, but usually 10 days later, roughly. So during that time, the person's going to seem to be extra generous to you while by giving you like more money than you expected, or a windfall of cash, or paying your bills, or sending you a check by email that's a rubber check. So that is a tip-off that it's probably a scam. And so I already knew there. So I typed into ChatGPT the whole conversation. I just copied and pasted from my MacBook Air, which has the iPhone text conversation. I just copied the whole conversation, pasted it into ChatGPT, and I asked a question, what's the likelihood that this is a scammer? And, you know, it's so good at analyzing now, it just immediately said, yeah, this is likely a scam because of this, that, and the other. And so it just confirmed what I already knew. I reported the scammer to several different places, the FTC, T-Mobile, and got his name and phone number, his fake burner phone number, the real number, but it's a burner phone. And on the internet, so the whole world now knows about him. So that's what's happened. That's how you use ChatGPT. You can look at the details, www.laloftblog.com. As I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available on any loft, condo, or house, or private previews available upon request. Call 213-880-9910. I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with Entar Real Estate and Financial Technologies. Looking forward to talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye.